With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our toll-free number, same as it is every Saturday morning, it's 800-823-8255. Good morning. I am Ron Wilson talking about yarding, but first, take a big whiff, Dan. A little Unkers makes it clear out those sinuses. We do that every Saturday morning, and I just spray it in my side of the studios. It drifts over into his little eucalyptus, opens us up, makes us feel better, you know, sit up straight, smile, and have a good morning. And by the way, Dan, we call him the Durango Kid, our producer. Looking quite dapper. Dapper Dan this morning.
Thank you.
We got his hair all trimmed up today. Looks very nice, combed and neat and looking. You know, he's always nice and neat and all that, but exceptionally nice haircut today. So very nice.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, our pleasure. Good seeing you here this morning. All right. Don't forget our website, ronwilsononline.com. Plant of the week this week. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's my favorite plant. So if you've been listening to our show, you know what it is. But if you're not, check it out. Most people look at that and say, that's his favorite plant. I don't understand it. But trust me, that is my favorite plant. So be sure and check that out. Also, Asian longhorn beetle. Last week we were talking about the emerald ash borer and moving its way across North America, wiping out all the ash trees and where we stand right now and regulations that are being taken back and things like that. Good article for you to read to learn more about that to see, you know, what they're doing at this stage. But the Asian longhorn beetle, 13 times worse than the emerald ash borer as far as different types of trees it goes after. But, again, where this has shown up in the United States, the aphis goes in and they eradicate it. They don't take any chances. They quarantine the entire area. They take it out and they inspect and they take trees down, et cetera, till it is gone. And I think there's about four or five sites still in the United States that they're working to clear those out. So want to learn more about that, see what it takes to eradicate that critter, go to our website again at ronwilsononline.com and get your Asian longhorned beetle update. Rita's recipe, juicy pork chops. Looks good, makes my mouth water. Danny said they were great. He always gets to sample all that stuff. We never get to because it never makes it past Dan. Street tree series, OSU Extension, doing a series on different trees for street tree possibilities. This is series number 9, so be sure and check that out. And then, of course, you can keep scrolling back and see all the other posts that we have as well at ronwilsononline.com. Don't forget our Facebook page, In the Garden with Ron Wilson, as well. 800-823-8255 to the gardening phone lines. We shall go. Liberty Township, Carl, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
Great, great. Good. Hey, before we get into my knockout roses, this biochar, I had never heard of that before. Where do you get it?
The reason I saw it is because it just keeps popping up advertisements of more companies starting to package it and have it available for folks. So you watch your local independent garden centers. They'll probably start to see it show up in smaller bags in the garden centers. If you go online and just Google biochar, B-I-O-C-H-A-R, you will see sources online for it as well. But I think it's one of those all-natural soil amendments that are going to be, you know, we're going to be seeing more and more all the time. It's everything I've read about it, and of course, Ron using it. Has shown that it does it since it's like adding compost, you know, it really does help to improve the soils. And so we're going to see it being used more and more. But again, biochar, independent garden centers will start to have it more and more, or go online, you'll find it on there as well.
Okay, good. Is that good for knockout roses?
It's good for anything. In other words, you'll use it as a soil amendment anywhere you're planting. You would use it as a you know, to add to your soil, tilling into the soil, vertical mulching to add to the soil, anything like that. Again, you're adding organic matter back to the soil is what it boils down to.
Okay, good, good. All right, for the knockout roses, am I too late to trim my knockout roses?
I think you're too early.
Too early.
Well,
let me tell you
why I say that. At the end of the year, you know, knockouts are one of the last ones to totally shut down, lose all their leaves, and they at this point in the game, I think most of the leaves are pretty well gone. So all I do for knockouts this time of the year, basically, is I just kind of clean them up. If there's some long branches or whatever, I kind of clean them up for the winter. And then in the springtime, sometime mid to late March, early April, that's when I go in and do the pruning, the heavy cutting back. And that's pretty much true with all roses, but to do the heavy cut back or whatever you can do with knockouts. Can you do it in the fall? Absolutely. A lot of people do. They pull it off. It's fine. The knockout roses will respond to that. You're good to go. But I think it's better to not do that until, like I say, late winter, early spring. Mid to late March is actually a good time to do it. And it responds nicely to your pruning at that point. New growth starts to come out. You're good to go. They're nice and clean in the springtime. And you're good to get off to a good start. And again, at that point, you could even do a little bit of a light feeding, about half the normal rate at about, you know, in early April. And then once we get into May, then you can get into your full rates. But early April, you know, just a little light half rate feeding just to help get them a little bit of a boost.
Okay. And what do you feed them with?
You know, they're not too picky. You can use pretty much any all-purpose fertilizer. You know, Espoma, if you want to go all natural, has their rose tone. So it's an actual rose fertilizer that you can use. Any garden food, it would work fine. They're not real picky. Just a good all-purpose fertilizer would be fine for you.
Okay. How high should I trim them?
A great question, Carl. And, you know, that's one of those things with most all of the shrub roses, including knockouts, that you can do whatever you like. Here's the way I look at them. I like taking them back to about 10 to 12 inches above the ground because that way, at the end of the growing season, they wind up being a nice 3 feet high or so, nice flowering shrub, lots of new growth, lots of flowers. Can you leave them get taller? Yeah, and I've seen knockout roses where folks just kind of clean them up and never cut them back. Heck, they got 5 to 6 feet tall, kind of bare on the bottom, and all the flowers on the very top. So you could do that, but I think the best show is taking them back 10, 12 inches or so in the springtime. If you don't want to go quite that much, do it 18 inches and let them just fill out over the growing season. They just look better, flower better. That's the way I look at them.
Okay. Should you trim them? Should you thin them out or should you?
Yeah. You know, another good question. If they get really thick and they can do that, sometimes it is good to go in once you've cut them back to the whatever height you're going to work with to go in and remove sometimes some of the older canes or open them up just a tad. So they're not quite so thick. So we've got a lot of that growth coming out away from the plant versus growing into the middle of the plant.
Great, great. Okay, hey, thank you very, very much, and you have a good one.
Thanks, Carl. Good talking to you. Have a great great weekend as well. To Dayton we go. Lee, good morning.
Japanese tree lilac.
Japanese tree lilac. Great plant.
It is. Tough as nails, tell you what.
As a matter of fact, on the website, when they're doing a Street Trees 9 series,
that's
the picture right there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have this problem.
Uh-oh.
And I have an ulterior motive for asking it.
No, I'm not taking your dog.
No, I'm getting another one today.
You're getting another dog today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the other one's getting, I mean, it's a 14-year-old golden.
Oh, okay.
Goldens don't live to 14.
Oh, got it.
And she's definitely slowing down, so we don't want to be an empty nest.
Got it.
Can't have that. Anyway, in the front of my house, I have the holly and the ivy. Oh,
right.
God, my blue holly this year was incredible.
I have backed off over the years.
I know you did.
About not recommending them, but I'll tell you what. The ones that I did see this year, you're right, for the most part, looked pretty darn good.
Yep, they did.
Yeah.
I just need Mahoney to go with them. But anyway.
We still haven't found that.
I know. Well, I found it someplace up north that said they would ship it, but by the time I got around to it, it was too late.
Yeah.
So anyway, so in the front I have the ivy.
Right.
You know, right up to the sidewalk, mm-hmm. and then I have the prunus and the my volunteer laurel, which I'm going to wait to cut to get out of there,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, and then on, you know, a sidewalk away, not a big sidewalk, a little sidewalk away, there's a bunch of ivy on each side as well. All the ivy in the middle, which is virtually all of it, is dead.
Okay.
I didn't pull out the roots. I thought, well, maybe it'll sprout back up. But the ivy on the, not even 2 feet away, is all fine. Hence my ulterior motive.
So what are you thinking about doing?
Well,
taking,
you know,
cuttings.
Does that make any sense? Has there been any ivy virus that just hit?
You know, they get black spot. I think last year a lot of it died out because of winter conditions, and we had those late two freezes.
Mm-hmm.
We had the ups and downs, and ivy took a real hit. I saw a lot of ivy that just was decimated.
Well,
decimated.
Last spring I saw that.
Yeah, and a lot of it did recover, and some of it didn't recover. And you know, you may have taken a hit right in the middle, the outside edges. Able to come back, and whatever, for whatever reason, what's in the middle didn't. You can always look for scale, look for root rot or cankers and things like that. But, you know, if it's all doing good around the outside, I just kind of rake that out. Don't worry about pulling out all the dead stuff. Kind of rake it out a little bit and either take some cuttings and stick them back in there from what you have growing mm-hmm. there right now.
Yeah.
Or buy some rooted, you know, some of the smaller rooted cuttings.
I know. I actually bought myrtle last year. It was against my religion.
But yeah, and then plug it back in, and of course, spring's gonna be a good time to do that. Cut it all back, give it a good. That's, you know, ivy response.
Yeah, I was wondering if the soil was poisoned.
No, poison from what? I mean, that's, you know, no.
Well, I have one of those neighbors.
Oh no, I doubt. Unless there's somebody dumped something in the middle of it, I doubt it. We're gonna have to take a break, Lee.
Okay.
As you always know.
That's what I want to know.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Quick break. We come back. We'll jump back to the gardening phone lines at 800-823-8255 here in the garden with Ron Wilson.
Got gardening questions? Ron has the answers at 1-800-823-TALK. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson.
Welcome back. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson. Again, that toll-free number, 800-823-8255. This week I was talking with Steve Foltz, horticulture director for the Cincinnati Botanical Garden and Zoo. A lot of new projects that they're doing and working on for this year and into the future. And we do such a great job. It's such a great botanical garden with a few animals scattered about. Thane Maynard, the director of the zoo, is probably cringing when I say that. No, I'd say it all the time because I want to get him to change their name to Cincinnati Botanical Garden and Zoo rather than Zoo and the Botanical Garden. But anyway, and he was saying he was listening to our show last week and was listening to the interview we had with Kendall Buck. And Kendall was the sophomore from Stetson University who developed the Herby Rake and for raking the leaves off of your herbs before you cook. You know, you're trying to get the leaves off. This new rake that she developed, and of course, I hope you ordered your Herby Rake this week, herbyrake.com. Anyway, Steve said he was listening to the interview, and it was finally at the very end, he realized that we weren't talking about a rake to rake your herbs in the garden. It was a rake to rake the leaves off of your herbs when you're cooking. And he said he chuckled to himself because that's what he thought we were talking about. But anyway, good talk to him, seeing all the projects. But again, if you haven't ordered your Herby Rake, get on board, herbierake.com. They're not very expensive. Get yourself one. Get a couple of your friends one as well. And if you do a lot of using of herbs in your kitchen, that's a very handy tool for you to use, and you help support a sophomore in college, a nice young entrepreneur. So help out Kendall and do that. All right, back to the gardening phone lines we shall go. Steve in St. Louis, good morning.
Hello, Ron. I'm rolling through St. Louis, 34 degrees, cloudy skies.
Cloudy skies, but no snow, right?
Well, there's patches it to and fro here.
All right. Well, be safe.
Later, later. Roads are dry.
All right.
All good.
What can we do for you?
I was at a truck stop the other day, and I always thought about it, but I look over in another truck, someone had a plant, some kind of plant in their truck. And I thought to myself, you know, hey, that was a good idea, but I thought because of the constant vibration, it could be a problem. What do you think?
The vibration would be I don't know that it'd be a problem, but I'll tell you what. If you looked at what's called air plants, and they're the bromeliads, and they're like a parasite. They grow on sides of trees and all. You know, you could hang you could hang one of those from your mirror, or find something that you could attach to the dashboard. The vibration is not going to bother that at all. As a matter of fact, I'd look at things even like some of the succulents that are in small pots. If you can get that to amount to the vibration. Shouldn't bother that plant at all. I mean, I don't think it'd bother at all. What would concern me is if you get into a situation where you're shutting the truck off overnight and it freezes, then that would be a different story. So you have to take them in the hotel room with you or back in the house or whatever it may be. But other than that, a succulent of some type, those air plants like that, something like that, I don't think would be a problem at all.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
well,
and
thanks a lot, Ron.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good talking to you. Good idea too. And of course, both of those plants don't really have leaves. They've just got their leaves would be like just long extensions, not small individual leaves. And I think they could handle that vibration very nicely. Have yourself a little plant growing inside. But bromeliads or air plants is sometimes they're referred to. One of the hot things on the market right now for indoor plants because you can hang them up in anything. You don't have to – you mist them a little bit, and that's about all you have to do. And they do quite well. So you could hang that from your dashboard, from your mirror if you wanted to, instead of the beads or whatever. And then, of course, some type of a succulent that would work as well. So, yeah, keep that in mind. I think it would work nicely. Dick in Dayton, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Appreciate you hanging on. Hey, we're doing good. Yeah, see, Danny got his hair cut. He looks really good.
Yeah, I got one, too, this week. I decided to get the only thing that's confused people right now, they've got people, they took some of our people, they've moved everything around, Ron, at all the stores in Ohio.
I noticed that.
I mean, nobody knows where anything is.
You're trying to confuse the customer.
Oh, you can't do that, Ron.
Well,
gosh. Hey, you know what?
What?
Tomorrow, I don't know. I told Jerry Jeff, his chief, but, you know, the Browns might give them a fit tomorrow.
I could. You never know. That's going to be a tough one. The Chiefs are playing well.
Chiefs are playing well, and life is good. I heard something about the Beaver Creek Stumbers are coming back. And
oh, good.
We're not going to have practice till probably next month, but I met a guy that listens to you every – his family does. He's up at the Speedway, and he gives me coffee, and he plays a bass guitar. I might go do some blues jam.
Well, some blues jam. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be good. Everybody there at the store, Kelly and everybody, I get a lot of people that come over and see me that listen, you know. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Always a pleasure talking to you. We got to go, Dick. Take care.
Take care.
See you, Dick.
All right, bye-bye. Dick from Dayton, always a pleasure. And, of course, he's a Cleveland Brown fan, so I can't say go Cleveland because I am not. All right, quick break. We come back. Lola, you're coming up next. Phone lines are open for
go
you.
Go Browns, I'll say it.
800-823-8255 here in the Garden with Ron Wilson.
How is your garden growing? Call Ron now at 1-800-823-TALK. You're listening to In the Garden with Ron Wilson.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson. 800-823-8255 is our number. Back to the gardening phone line as we go. Lola, good morning.
Hi. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
In 2019, I planted three thuja, green giant thuja arborvitae.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't seem to be thriving. They maybe have grown a little bit. My understanding is those grow by 3 feet, as much as 3 feet a year.
That's stretching it.
Okay. Again, well, they've only grown like maybe 6 inches.
Yet 19. So you've got 2020. Got basically a year and a half under their belt.
Right.
The first year or so, I really don't expect a whole lot out of those. I mean, if you got a 6-inch growth out of them, I think would be outstanding that first season. And then I think you'll see them kick in. They are,
okay.
I mean, they've got good color.
They still have color.
Okay.
And I don't see any dead spots. In fact, one of them, when I planted it, kind of had some dead spots down towards the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all cleared up.
Good. No, I think the three don't ever expect 3 feet out of those. They will not grow that much. New growth that I have seen them put out 6, 8, 10 inches a year with no problem. Maybe under ideal conditions, maybe a foot, I guess, would be reasonable. But 3 feet, no, that's not going to happen. But I tell you, of evergreens, and an upright pyramidal evergreen, they are one of the fastest to give you something in a reasonable amount of time. We planted some that we use for an example all the time at our nursery at the retail location. We've got some there that we planted back 9 years ago, and they were 6, 7 feet tall. They are all now of 20 feet tall with no problem.
Well, those are the ones I saw.
Yeah.
That's why I got these, because so I thought I needed a screen.
Yeah. So think about that. They've gone from about 6 to 7 feet to just around 20 in in a 9-year period.
Okay. So I shouldn't worry, I didn't know if I should dig them up.
No. I think if they look good, the color's good, and they did put out new growth, you're good.
Okay.
That first year doesn't, the first solid year doesn't really, I expect plants to just kind of sit there and not do a whole lot.
Okay.
If they do grow great, then it's the second year and third years where they really start to come on for you.
Okay. So should I continue? I have not faithfully, monthly, but I have occasionally put on some root accelerator
into
the soil.
I think at this stage in the game now, you've given them a year and a half. Now we're going to kick in this year.
Okay.
That's not necessary. If you want to, they're not going to complain. I would only do it in the spring. If you do it late fall, it would be about half the normal rate. But otherwise, I think after you get through the spring, not going to be an issue. The issue now is, as you well know, is to if we get into a dry situation, make sure you keep them watered. But other than that, I think you're going to watch those things kick in and do quite nicely.
They're planted by a little creek.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, it's a runoff thing, but it is a creek. So they get moisture. It can be kind of mushy down there.
Arborvitae are good at tolerating some moisture in the ground. Not standing water, but they will tolerate some occasional moisture like that. And I'm sure it does dry out over time. But again, if we get into a drought where that's not moist, and you get into 10 days, 2 weeks or so, You know, make sure you do give them a little bit of drink of water. But other than that, I think you're going to be good to go. But I know you'll keep me posted.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
All right, good talking to you. And let's see here. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Just fine. I don't know anything about plants or shrubs, so bear with me. I looked this up on the internet. I think what I have is a ligustrum.
Mm-hmm.
They're like two-cornering plants on the ends of my house,
mm-hmm.
and they're cone shape,
okay.
Evergreen. It, you know, just and probably when I moved in 20 years ago, they were 7 to 8 feet high, and as I said, they're cone shape, and they've gotten to where they're 10 or 11 feet high, and I can't get on a ladder anymore. I'm too old.
Even,
I want to know when I can severely trim these back. It's a solid green leaf, and then it's sometime during the spring, it puts out like a little white blooms or little, I wouldn't call it a flower in trying to help you describe it.
Right.
Is that a ligustrum?
Well, ligustrum is privet, and privet has a small, you know, round leaf. There are some varieties that are somewhat semi-evergreen. Usually when they flower, you see more of that flower sticking out the off the ends of the branches.
Are yes.
Okay, then that could be what it is.
It's off to the end, but this leaf is large. I'm holding one in my hand. You know, it's the size of half dollar. It's
That's it. That's about this. Now, here's what you can do. Two things.
And I need to, you know, it's fat at the bottom. It's fatter than I want it to be, too. And they're cone shaped.
Right.
They're real nice. You see them on houses all the time here in the South.
Yep. Here's the deal. When you go to prune those things, the best time to do that is going to be in the springtime before the new growth comes out. We're not going to worry about the flowers because at this stage, we don't worry about that. But we want to cut those back before the new growth comes out. So you'll be talking sometime mid to late March, kind of watching the weather. And they'll take a really good hard cutting. So feel free to cut them back hard. You're going to lose a lot of the leaves, obviously, but they will come back from that. But you want to do it before the new growth starts to come out.
Right. So the top and the sides, because it would just be like a dead tree at that time.
Yeah, you're going
to trim all that back.
Yeah, you'll be able to take most of all that back.
Clear.
Now, here's what I want you to do, Don. I want to make sure we got the right plant. And
right.
I think we do. Either send me a couple pictures up close and overall, go to our website and email those to me, or take a couple cuttings to Oddie's or somewhere down there and let somebody take a look at it to identify it for sure so we make sure we got the right plant.
Right.
But if it is ligustrum or in the privet family, that's when you want to prune that thing, is before the new growth comes out. Even if it was an evergreen like a holly or something like that, you would still do it at that time. And most of those are pretty good about responding to a really hard cutback. It may take you a couple years, but they're pretty good at it, at responding to that. So, again, a couple pictures to show the overall size. Get it identified for sure. We know what it is exactly. And then we could take it from there. But, yeah, either one of those would be easy to cut back hard and have them respond to it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, good talking to you. And, again, take advantage of your local independent garden centers, or take advantage of our website at ronwilsononline.com and identify so you know exactly what it is. Going online helps you out, no doubt. But let's make sure we got it for sure, and then we can take it from there for pruning. But many of those plants like that will take a pretty hard cut back, and again, may take a couple good seasons for you to fill back in, but typically respond quite nicely to that. So, yeah, take advantage of those independent garden centers. As a matter of fact, one of the notes I had here is that if you in your vegetable garden grew something last year that you really liked or grew from seed or whatever, check with your local independent garden centers and find out if you're going to do it again, if they're going to grow it or if they'll grow it for you. So many times folks have good success with a particular tomato or pepper or something in the garden, but nobody grows it locally. Well, tell somebody about it, and if it's a really nice plant, they can add it to their list. And that's what they're doing right now, are putting all their lists together for rooted cuttings, for seeds or whatever, to start these plants here coming up very shortly. So get with them and let them know what you're looking for. In many cases, they can grow it for you and, of course, grow it for other customers to have as well. But they like your input. They like your suggestions. So let them know. And that way they can kind of base some of their purchases on and growing on things that you've been very successful with as well. Quick break. We come back. Time for a little home improvement from the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Gary Sullivan, here in the garden with Ron Wilson.
Landscaping made easier with your personal yard boy. He's in the garden, and he's Ron Wilson.
Welcome back. You're in the Garden with Ron Wilson. And again, it's time for a little home improvement from the man, the myth, the legend, the most listened to home improvement show host in the entire solar system, ladies and gentlemen. He knows more about home improvement than, put them all together, nobody knows as much. And the good thing about his home improvement ideas is that his theme is, it's all about easy. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Sullivan.
Ron, that just makes sense that you'd want it to be easy.
I still don't get those. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying.
It's all about easy.
This week, I have had more people say, email, read articles, comments about who picked the colors of the year for 2021.
Well, I don't know, but on my Facebook page, which is Gary Sullivan Public Figure, I put the Sherwin-Williams color of the year up.
I didn't see what it was.
So remember, the color of the year that we were talking about, it's kind of a lightish gray and a sunshine yellow type look.
Yeah.
And there was two colors of the year, which doesn't make sense since you're calling it the color of the year. But that's another story. So that's Pantone. They were kind of the originator of picking the color of the year. And then Sherwin-Williams, last year, they are the ones that had that dark navy blue, which was gorgeous. You and I both liked it. So much to the point, I can't even remember what the color of the year was by Pantone. That was the Sherwin-Williams color of the year. And so I've been meaning to post this. I've had it. And it's gray also. And it's a dark gray. It's kind of almost an accent gray. It's not bad. It's kind of a bronzy gray, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway, people can take a look at that. I'm not going to paint my house that color, but an accent wall. They're showing it a lot on woodwork, too. You know, woodwork and doors is, you know, what, white. Everybody doing it white. And then we're into a trend of a lot of whites and blacks and even painting doors black.
Well, look at some of the flooring that they have in the wood. It's all that gray flooring.
It's all great stuff.
By the way,
really
it was classic blue last year.
Classic blue, yeah. But it was that navy,
Living
right?
coral the year before. Yeah.
It was that darker blue.
Yeah.
What I would call old navy blue. But, yeah, you know, you got to come up with 1,500 names to name all the colors.
And don't forget, it's so that you remember, all right,
It
is illuminating is the yellow.
Ooh, it is illuminating.
And ultimate gray is
yeah.
the gray. You won't remember that.
And, the other one, I think the Sherwin-Williams one, I can't remember. I read this morning, like urban gray or something like that. But anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Well, here we are picking out things for our new bathrooms at the outlet, okay? Because we're expanding the checkout area and stuff. So what color is the rubber baseboard? Dark gray. What color are the cabinets? A darker gray. What color is the countertop? It's a patterned lighter gray. What are the things in the stalls? They're gray.
What about the floor?
It's concrete.
Well, it's gray.
Gray.
But my point.
And the walls are a light gray, almost. It's almost so off-white because we're going to paint them differently once we live with it for a year.
Couldn't make up your mind, huh?
No, we said let's just live with it for a year, and then we can paint the different colors.
You know, I think you ought to take a look at that illuminating yellow. Since you have all the gray, you could be...
I am not a...
You could be so trendy, Ron, and you are a trendy guy.
If we went in the bathrooms and did the yellow.
Yeah.
And every year switch it out?
Well, you could do
just
that.
About everything goes with gray.
True.
So the gray trim, and then we would every year we change the walls to the plant color or the... color of the year.
And maybe instead of calling it aluminum or illuminating yellow, since you're doing this,
yes,
you could name it anything you want. I mean, pick a flower that's that yellow.
Well, as a matter of fact, then as soon as those colors come out, you know, then there are companies that jump on top of that saying, okay, here are the plants.
Oh, I know.
To match that.
I know.
So we have a long list of gray. Of course, grays are, you know, all the foliage plants for the most part. Like
usually
dusty
in August. All my plants are gray.
From powdery mildew?
Yeah. So, you know, if
lots
I could
of yellows.
A... Yeah?
Lots of yellows, but yeah. Silver Mound, Brunaria, some of the lavenders, Pulmonaria. Yeah.
Excuse you.
Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes.
I know there's yellow tulips, too.
There are yellow tulips. Or I don't know that there are gray tulips, but there are yellow ones.
I wouldn't want them.
No, I would not.
And my grass is kind of gray by the time the yellow tulips come up, so I'm still there, man.
You know, I can't wait to do that. You know, that's coming up in about 8 weeks.
What's that?
Guessing when the grass is going to turn green.
You know what? It never really went brown yet, has it?
No, it has not. And remember, yeah. this past year, we couldn't guess 2020.
Yeah, because it never went brown.
It's so, green, you know, all the way through.
In the good old Midwest, you go from green to brown to back to green. Our southern friends, they have a little bit of that with the type of grasses they have also.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But so Ron and I always bet when the grass is going to turn green, but... You know, with that fescue and bluegrass, it never really turned last year.
Nope.
I was looking at the front yard, backing out of the driveway yesterday. I went, nah, it didn't really turn brown either.
Nope. And you do those late feedings like you're supposed to.
Right.
That even helps it to stay. I mean, it keeps the color.
I agree.
So, yeah, and you can tell the folks that do that late feeding, too, because mm-hmm. it's just a little bit greener than everybody else's.
Yeah.
So, it's good.
Maybe it'll just stay green. Maybe it'll warm up. My yard is a really weird-looking color this morning, though.
Kind of that off-white?
I don't even know if it's off-white.
It's just like, white?
Looks like somebody dumped a lot of flour outside.
Oh, my. It's winter. It's winter.
It is.
Yeah, you realize 3 weeks the groundhogs will be making his prediction.
That's your day, isn't it?
It is. I like that.
You celebrate that more than Easter and Christmas put together.
Someday you and I are going to have to go up there and do that together.
Go up to Punxsutawney?
Yep.
I still have a bottle of Punxsutawney beer you gave me.
You still have? I have one bottle that I kept.
Yep.
Punxsutawney brew.
Was that 12 years ago?
Oh, easily.
Easily? I was going to say 15 at first, but been a while. Yep. I got it on my shelf with all my other collector beer bottles, which are probably about five.
Wow. I am honored.
Is that right?
I am honored.
Hmm.
That you have that up there.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
So what are we going to talk about today when it comes to home improvement?
Oh, brother, all weekend we're going to talk about flooring. I'm talking carpet, talking different laminates.
Carpet doesn't wear out, it dirties out.
Well, there's even more new stuff now. And you're right, it does not wear out. It does ugly out.
It uglies out, that's right.
And, you know, we're talking about, you know, even to keep it from uglying out depends a lot on the twill and the twist of the fibers. So we're going to go through all that, and then we're going to talk about how.
Twills and twists?
Oh, yeah. That's important, you know, Ron.
Twills and twists.
Yes.
Mm.
With a little icing on top of that, it's great.
Twills and twists.
Yeah, and you know how we could always put ceramic tile down and put heat underneath it, radiant heat?
Say
warm
what?
Up that floor?
Mm.
Now you can do it in your shower.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you want to warm up the floor? You need those nice cold tiles in the morning to wake you up.
No.
Walk out there and hoo-hoo-hoo.
No, you just want to go, ah.
No, you don't. You want to wake up.
I want to wake up.
Yeah, come on, Gary. Only you want to go, ah.
Well, set an alarm then, for goodness sakes.
I do, and it's very noisy.
Do you adjust the thermostat on that?
You can. You can put a timer in and everything if you'd like.
Wow.
So we're going to talk all about flooring because... It's winter.
Do they do ceiling heat anymore? Yeah, like in my parents, this was back in 1962.
Yeah, you had the old coils through there?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sure in some parts of the country they do. It's not,
build
not
a new
like
house.
They used to. It used to always be there.
It was a Pease home.
Oh, boy.
And we kept traveling back and forth to Hamilton, Ohio to see all the models because we lived in Indiana at the time. And then they did the dining room. That was like this big thing that they did, the heating coils in the ceiling.
Yeah. Radiant heat.
Yeah, radiant heat.
Dry heat.
Then the next year we bought stereo.
You bought a stereo?
My parents did.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest thing ever. We had this unit, this console that had the two speakers, and you could hear things go from one speaker to the other.
Whoa.
Am I dating myself?
I'm just listening in fascination.
You can remember, can't you?
Yeah. And now you got some Dre headphones.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always trending.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to talk about indoor flooring.
We'll
probably mix a little bit of paint in there, too. So we're going to decorate. Last week we covered, you know, how to redo your kitchen under $5,000.
Right.
Yes, you can.
Right.
So we'll stay on the decorating trend for a while.
Sounds good. And then, you know, I listened to you a couple, 3 weeks ago when you were cleaning out the pipes.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the hot tub. I'll never get in a hot tub ever again.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I was learning all about that, I felt the same way, and I had a hot tub for 12 years.
Dan and I both looked at each other this morning going, I said, did you hear that? Of course, he heard it because he was running the show, but
he's the man.
Always great stuff. Gary Sullivan, always a pleasure. Coming up next, of course, check out his website, GarySullivanOnline.com. Thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks, of course, to Danny Gleason, the Durango Kid, because without Danny, none of this stuff would happen. Now, do yourself a favor. Start thinking about this spring. Where are you going to plant those trees? Where are you going to plant those native plants? Where are you going to plant those pollinator plants? Increase growing the vegetable garden so you can give some to the local food kitchens and food pantries. And by all means, make it the absolute best weekend of your life. See ya.
Thumb or not, Ron can help at 1-800-823-TALK. This is In the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.